This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And today will be somewhat related or building on yesterday's reminder regarding the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the standard Allah wanted and did see them at and want them to be. And this parable is about the perfect community of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not a community of prophets. It was a community that was raised at the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the most perfect prophet produced the most perfect community in the history of humanity. This is the idea. And I actually have to set the stage by mentioning that the Sahaba suffered so much in the early years in Mecca, persecution, and then eventually being driven out of their homelands to Medina. War after war is launched against them. They finally develop some leverage. And they march to Mecca to perform Umrah. They are, despite having the strength, they were committed to a deal by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're not going to fight and we're not going to perform Umrah this year. And they felt also taken advantage of by the kuffar, that you're not allowed to make Umrah and you're not allowed to have the Muslims that become Muslim in Mecca, you can't have them either, and you have to take off your ihram. And they were devastated. The narration clearly mentions that they were sobbing and almost cut each other, slaughtered each other while they were shaving their heads because they had to interrupt their Umrah. In light of all of this, Allah reveals Surah Al-Fath, the Surah of Victory. They saw that such a loss, Allah is telling you, you just wait. This is a huge victory. And then the last verse of the Surah celebrates the Sahaba in a way that arguably surpasses every other way in the whole Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Muhammadun Rasulullah. This is the ayah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is already a special ayah because it's one of the few places where he's mentioned by name, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this declaration, this celebratory declaration, Muhammad is the messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. Then it couples with him what? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. And those with him, it's about to describe them at such length. And those with him, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. They're not scared, they're not weak, they are fierce in the face of the disbelievers. Of course, the Muslim is friendly, and he's supposed to be gentle, and he's supposed to be easy to be made friends with, but meaning fierce with those who are fierce with them, right? Fierce with the kuffar, disbelievers. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Compassionate, protective amongst each other. They were devastated that their brothers are left there to the persecutors, but they had to. At least temporarily. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah is celebrating that they're so merciful among each other. Listen. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. And you find them constantly bowing, constantly kneeling in prostration, seeking pleasure from Allah, His pleasure, and His bounty. So He praised them inside and out, outwardly prostrating and bowing, and inside, sincerity. He praised them inside and out. Then he says, ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاهِ. This is their description in the Torah, meaning thousands of years before I even created the Sahaba, I was telling people about them. Can you imagine the feeling to hear that? And by the way, why was this particular description of them in the Torah? Because the people of the Torah fell into a lack of sincerity. A lack of soft-heartedness. The problem was their spirituality and their purity and their sincerity. And so at the end of time, I'm going to send the greatest prophet and you're going to see what their hearts look like. You're going to see what their sincerity and purity looks like. It matches what the people of the Torah needed to hear. Then it goes on into the actual parable. I'm going to rush through it. He says, وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. And their example in the next book, the Evangel, the book that Allah sent to Isa alayhi salam, to Jesus, peace be upon him. وَمَثَلُهُمْ كَفِي الْإِنْجِيلِ كَزَرْعٍ. Is like a plant that begins to sprout from the ground. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطَأَهُ. And then there emerges around it different, like twigs. You know how a tree has a root and then sometimes others sort of intertwine and strengthen it? Or you have like those small plants that you have to tie strings to until they're ready to stand on their own. A plant that is supported with little twigs from all sides. And this is, what is this saying? That even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't just benefit you, he benefited from you. You even were able to support the Prophet of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shata'ahu, like you know the shata' is like the shore, it's where you're close to the sea. So shata'ahu means there's a stem and you got very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you supported him from all sides. فَآزَرَهُ, and so it strengthened. Islam that the Prophet was building for, in the world, strengthened. Why? Because of this intertwinedness. And subhanAllah, the hadith says what? It says the example of the believers, كَالْبُنْيَانِ الْوَاحِدِ, is like a single building. وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِ, and he put his fingers together like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that hadith. So it's saying it's like that, right? They're like this. فَآزَرَهُ, and it strengthened that stem. فَاسْتَغْلَظَ, and so it was able to grow healthy on its own now. فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ, and it became independent on its stock. يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعِ, in a way that impresses every farmer. You know, the farmer waits for the day when, okay, finally, autopilot. Finally, it's not going to topple over. Finally, not a little bit of drizzle is going to ruin my whole season, right? يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعِ, and I told you before that faith is visible. Faith can be seen. I had four brothers, good brothers, came today and visited me, and they were telling me that the fact that Muslims pray and we don't makes me want to look into Islam. you guys just always praying everywhere. You stop on a dime, you pull over, you guys pray, right? And the way that you guys are together, you know, when I go to church, he said, I went to church this morning. That's what he said to me, the good brother. He said, but when I go, I feel like they're not there for each other, they're there for themselves. It's like self-promotion, you know? Subhanallah. And that was, remember, this is their example in what? In what? Tell me quickly, make me a happy man. This is their example in the Injil, in the Evangel. You see, the problem with the people of Torah was a lack of sincerity, right? Hard-heartedness. And this one was a lack of unity. But the same way, I'm going to have to stop here. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he says, Allah sent Musa alayhi salam with the Jalal. He sent him with the mighty law of God. And then he sent Isa alayhi salam to call the world to what? To the jamal, to the harmony and beauty that God calls to. And then he sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the kamal, with the total package. And he succeeded at instilling that total package in the sahaba, radiallahu anhum. That is why no one will ever reach, as a community, the status of the sahaba, though we are always supposed to stretch ourselves to reach up towards the direction of that community. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.